It was a crisp, cool morning. The sun was slowly creeping over the horizon, and there were moon pigs. Thousands of moon pigs. This little moon pig was off to surprise Deborah. This little moon pig was made in seconds, filled with love. Aww. And this mischievous little moon pig made Dad go ha 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 all day long. For when it comes to birthdays, it must be a
moonpig.com.
Download the app now.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
What's up, Ronnie? What's going on?
Nothing. How you doing, baby?
Oh, you know, just living that summer house high. What's going on with you?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I already asked that.
A couple of little plugs, everybody. We have a live show coming up for the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York City. It's going to be May 6th. If you want tickets for that, go to watchitcrappens.com and buy some tickets. There's a ticket link there. Also, we did a couple on-demand videos this week. You can find those videos at patreon.com. Just go to the Watch What Crappens on Demand section. And we're going to be doing a Peloton Waffleton, where Ben is going to be on his Peloton with some of you, and then some of you are going to be making waffles with me. Okay, we're going to do that on Instagram this Saturday at 11 a.m. So just join up with us there if you want to have some good old-fashioned fun.
Yeah, and I'm going to post again on our social media what class we're going to be doing for Peloton. It's not a live ride. It's just going to be an on-demand class with Emma Lovewell. It's a 90s ride. It's like a 30-minute 90s pop ride, and the first song, I believe, is by John Cicada. So like, use that to help you find it on the app, but I'll also put a link on our social media. But the real key here is that I just want to remind everyone that we will be spinning to John Cicada. That's really the most important takeaway here.
Yeah. And we'll be making waffle-cottas. Okay? We'll be spinning to the sweet sounds of waffle-cottas. He's going to be listening to that, and you're going to just hear this on my end. Of the hand blender. Blending stuff.
I think you should play John Cicada in the background while you make the waffles. I think that will really unite us.
No.
You won't?
How you know what? You? Waffle people don't need gimmicks, okay? We've got waffles.
Waffle people may not need gimmicks, but they do need John Cicada.
Also, probably someone who makes better waffles. You know, this is just going to be a huge clusterfuck, don't you?
Well, he probably had to, like, Gloria Estefan probably, like, forced him to make waffles to get into the Miami Sound Machine. She's like, okay, if you want to be part of this band, you have to make a waffle first.
Everybody, here we are with some summer house. It's Derby Day.
It's Derby Day on
Oh,
summer
it's Derby
house.
Day.
Oh,
it's my favorite day.
Just before we start with the Derby, I just want everyone to know I've really grown like so much this summer.
Yeah.
Okay, I've grown.
I've really been moderating my drinking, and I've just like grown. I've declared to myself that I've grown. So I've grown a lot, guys. I've grown.
So when we come back into this episode, we're still in the hot tub where Des and Hannah have just told Paige and Sierra that they fucked in Kyle and Amanda's bathroom.
Yeah. And Paige says she promises she would never tell anyone about this, which I just assumed then like in the next scene she would tell everyone, but it actually has not come out yet, which is surprising. And so Hannah's like, well, yeah, we didn't really have sex. And disappointing.
Highly disappointing, Paige. I don't know where the hell you think you are, but you better get in there right now and tell Amanda. And then later you can say, well, I said I wouldn't tell Kyle.
Yeah. You only have one episode left to do this, okay? So Hannah's like, well, we didn't really have sex. We just messed around a little bit. I mean, he put his penis in my vagina. I guess we did have sex. Ugh. So Hannah, they're just talking about the sex in the bathroom. Hannah's like, look, there's been grosser stuff than me sitting on the sink for a second. Like, Kyle misses the toilet all the time. And, like, that's grosser than, like, ejaculate. I'm like, well, the difference is that, like,
it's not really.
It's not because, like, at least where the pee-pee is, like, no one is going to, like, that section behind the toilet to, like, wash their face and their hands and brush their teeth.
Well, pee is definitely grosser than sperm. I mean, sperm is definitely grosser than pee. Pardon me. I think everybody can agree. Pee is what you drank that day. Sperm is like thousands of millions of possibilities of children, you know? Yeah. Like, it's if you want to get super Catholic, sperm is like tons of unused souls that you're just like washing away. All right.
Let's listen. One thing is just like, that is just the body expunging water from, you know, the cells doing activity. And the other is like the opening credits to Look Who's Talking. And, you know, I'll tell you which one is more offensive to me. One of them involves the Beach Boys and one of them is just pee. So.
So Paige is like, I will not tell anybody. Just kidding. I'm going to tell them that you had sex. And they're like, don't do it. And they're like, yeah, Kyle's really going to flip his shit. But guess what? It's time to change. And you know, Kyle's already drinking because you just hear him go, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that we saw maybe an uncredited cameo of Amanda's guacamole because he like dips a chip into some bowl that Amanda's making stuff in. He's like, yeah. And then she's like all happy. So I have to assume that's Amanda's famous guacamole making its first appearance.
Wow. It's about time, guac.
I know. On such a taco heavy season, you'd think the guac would make an earlier arrival.
Did you notice when Paige went into her bedroom and laid on her bed? It said Paige's closet.
Yeah. Well, also, did you notice that like Lindsay had to carry her out of the hot tub? She's like, okay, this is something I learned in ROTC. Put your arm around my neck. Okay, put your arm around my neck. Okay, now tell me you're my boyfriend. Okay, now have a baby with me. Okay.
And then Paige just falls asleep and snores on top of her Chanel purse. It was her pillow.
Yeah. And then we see like a montage of everyone dancing and they're just sort of, and you just like Carl is doing some weird jig and I kind of felt like they were all dancing to like OAR or something like that. Like I kind of just got that feeling based on their dance moves. And now Hannah, everyone's just like having the time of their lives. Everyone's partying and having fun. And then Hannah and Dez are just like in Hannah's room, just away from everyone else. And Dez,
I mean, he's like, whoa, you're out of control. Show me your tits. Yeah, show me your tits like Wanda Phone. Come on, yeah, show me your tits. Yeah.
And she like lifts up her shirt and then she like comes in for him to motorboat. I was like, why do we have to watch this? Why? That was terrible.
Why is it so gross with this couple? It's like, it's not really gross with everybody else, but this one, it's like,
I think it's him.
I think it's him. It's just him, right? Ugh.
It's like, yeah, show me your boobs. Show me your boobs, like on the phone. Yeah. Okay. And he's just sort of like lying on the bed, like a dried out pea pod, like, oh, yeah, show it to me. So, so then later that night,
he's Sierra, the same color as a chickpea stick. Have you ever had those? They're like these chips. They're like healthy chips and they're shaped like those fake French fry chips, but they're like kind of a greenish, you know, chick. You know what I mean?
He's the same color of how I felt after my second vaccine dose. That's the color of him. So, if second Moderna vaccine dose had a color, it would be Dez. So now later in that night, everyone's like in their rooms and Sierra's walking around her rooms and she's like, where the fuck are my sweatpants? I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's under like the 10-foot tall pile of shit on your bed, Sierra.
And Carl's in his room. He's like, I love these candies. How they're so stale, babe. And then back to Dez and Hannah. He's like, it doesn't feel real, right? I hope it can be this cute for as long as possible. Show me your titties. Put your titty in my mouth. Yeah. Yeah.
And Hannah's like, well, I'm always going to be cute. So then Kyle knocks over something. And Amanda's like, Kyle. Like super, I guess, super Kyle.
Yeah, because Kyle's drunk, so he's in the kitchen, like, scavenging for food. And he's like, babe, there's some frosted mini wheats stuck in this plastic thing. We're trapped.
And then Danielle and Robert are like, I mean, their chemistry is off the charts. She's like, you ate a peach ring, didn't you? I can smell it on your breath. You didn't even give one to me.
Now I'm going to wash my face, and then we're going to cuddle. And he's like, all right. So then over to Lindsay, she's on top of Steven in their bed, and she's like, how much do you love me?
Well, I liked right before that, she was trying to get her Apple TV to work, and she was like trying to talk into the remote, you know, because you can do that with Apple TV. She goes, play that movie. play that movie. Play that. Like that poor Apple TV is like, I can't deal with this woman anymore. I'm just gonna brick myself.
And I'm gonna see you on me to infinity and beyond. I feel like you're Buzz Lightyear right now. And he's like, will you be my girlfriend? She goes, oh my god, you're my boyfriend again.
And he goes, we're gonna make sweet love. I'm like, you're ruining Toy Story. Sex Toy Story.
The Joe Judy story.
So then we get my time. So get out of my way. It's my time.
And Carl wakes up. It's the morning, and Carl wakes up in such a Carl way. He like yawns and does the full stretch where you put your arms out like full, like you make a cross.
Yeah,
it's like the most Carl thing.
And then you bring them down like a sunburst. You know who else does it? It's like a cartoon. Lindsay. They both wake up like cartoon characters. Like, yeah.
It was like Bugs Bunny or like one of the seven dwarves waking up. Yeah. Like it's like
punch the guy with both hands and then bring him down, baby.
You know, I just did it right now because we're talking about it. I don't think I've lifted my arms up like that. Literally in years. Like I feel things that I've never felt in my arms. Like
Whoa,
it's weird.
Sunburst.
I actually can't do it with my right arm. Out. My right arm still is sore from my shot, so I actually can only raise it so high. But like, yeah, Carl is just like so Carl in the morning. He's like, I've grown. Oh yeah.
Well, I've grown so much since last night.
Sunburst. Oh. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, I've decided to moderate my dreams a little bit. Oh.
With Des and Hannah, Des is like, you were humping my leg last night in your sleep. She's like, oh, it's because I like you.
So now now they're in the kitchen making breakfast, and Des goes up to Carl and is like, oh, so you hung over? And he goes, I've been moderating my alcohol, and so, you know, I'm just on a little bit more of a sober trajectory, you know? Hey. You're wearing matching shirts. I like it. Because I guess someone was matching.
Lindsay's telling us, Strabi is finally showing up in this relationship. And like the tough love made him realize he needed to step up. And when he brought a candle operated, battery operated tea lights, I knew he's going to be the father of my children.
Like, finally, what I need from a boyfriend are some votive candles that are battery operated and that are brought to the city via Uber. Like, that's all I wanted.
Like, how is that better than the paintings he commissioned for you? I don't get her.
Also, like, how are those votives and the most cliched thing, which is to do a Say Anything tribute, how is that like a substitute for the hollowness of your relationship? Just answer me that one as well.
So then Sierra is talking to Amanda and Kyle, I guess, and she's making some merch. And so they start talking about what Sierra's going to do. Yeah, who did I say?
Sierra was making merch. She's just just brushing merch off of her.
Sierra's just taking merch and just throwing it on her bed.
On her bed, yeah. She's gathering merch.
Yeah, so they talk about what Sierra's going to do, and she's like, wow, I really can't believe, but like, I can't wait to get back to work. Like, I got an email from the Board of Nursing, and they like need more hot nurses. Like, it's crazy. People are like, you know what? My nurse is ugly. And they're like, Sierra, you're a model. And I'm like, you're right. I'm coming back.
Yeah. Like Sierra, our patient in room 403 has requested you. He says, could you please remove the piles of magazines and clothing and laptops you've left on his bed? Thank you.
So she's had fun chilling, you know, this summer, but she's like, wow, like I'm gonna lose my skills. Like, I mean, you know, like how am I gonna save someone from a heart attack? Like, or like hook up a cup. Or like get some blood pressure, or like a bladder tank, or like, I mean, I miss the hospital. That's what I'm saying.
By the way, what's gonna happen with? I was like getting excited for Carl and Sierra to have some sort of terrible romance. Is that just not gonna happen this season? Is that it? because
I was asking Michelle Madia about all of this, and she said that the reason that Sierra is so over Luke right in the beginning is because she's having an affair with one of the producers of the show. So she was like hooking up with one of the producers, which I don't know if that's true or not. That's, you know, what I heard. And then she's in the winter house apparently dating Austin. So, you know, it's really hard to not bring that here and dislike her because she's dating Austin. But you know what? It's starting to happen. Not going to lie.
You know, we haven't really talked about winter house. How do you feel about this winter house concept? It's like a mashup of Southern Charm and Summer House, which, by the way, is so sad for Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules, like, gave us Summer House, and now Summer House has jumped ship to a different franchise and merged with it. But I think we have Craig, Austin, Sierra, Paige. There's rumors that Paige and Craig are dating, and I'm sure there's some others. I just don't know. I can't remember who else is in it. What do you think?
I'm excited for it. I mean, they can't do Southern Charm, I guess, right now because, you know, that show's still a mess. I don't even know what's happening with that show, if it's coming back or not.
Oh, I think it will come back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
really all for it to see Craig's lawyer commercials, because have you seen those going on?
Yes.
Those are so good. He's like, have you been injured? If you have been injured, call 1-800. My butt is hurt. Call 1-800. My butt is hurt. I am an injury, personal injury attorney now.
Has your pillow been hurt in an accident? Hi, I'm Craig Conover, leading pillow attorney for all of South Carolina and honestly, the globe.
Isn't that a horrifying thought? Craig is your actual personal attorney, your personal injury attorney. I mean, if something's not going to make you step over the cracks in the sidewalk, that will. You know?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Winter House. I think Winter House will be really fun as a show, but I'm a little worried about Winter House. I'm also a little worried that there's this going to be this like Real Housewives, like vacation house thing that's happening where it's like the best of the housewives. And I'm just worried that we're going to have something like the Real World Road Rules Challenge, also known as The Challenge, which I know people love The Challenge. I was a huge fan of it for so long. But what happened was like that franchise kind of sucked the life out of the Real World. Suddenly the Real World just became an audition to get onto The Challenge, and I just don't want that to happen with these other shows to, like, you know. But separately, I am excited to see Winter House on its own terms. I'm excited to see Winter House.
Yeah, me too. And Andy said in an interview once, they said, why don't you do these housewives shows where you mix the housewives and do vacations and stuff? And he said, well, we won't really do that until like we're desperate and the ratings really start falling. and so I guess that's what's happening now. So I'm like, you know, save it. I guess do whatever you have to do to save the ship.
I always said that what it should be was that there should be kind of like an Amazing Race with the different housewives, where it's just like a competition for charity or something like that. And just watch this way you could like authentically mix the housewives together. Right. Cause like a vacation house, it's the whole, you know, the whole thing with the housewives is that it's ostensibly about people who are like friends with each other. So like if there's suddenly like a vacation and all of a sudden these people are just like mashed together, it kind of betrays a little bit.
Well,
of
but
the
now they're all
premise.
Friends. Like now they all know each other from all the different cities and stuff. They're like in a sisterhood, man. Okay.
Cause it's the sisterhood. Da, 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 da. Summer House. Okay. So Amanda's excited because she found a great wedding venue in Jersey City, which is exciting for people who are still interested in this storyline of their wedding after 2 years. And then
also people who live in Jersey City, because I'm telling you, the Manhattan people ain't going to want to go to that. Manhattan people are going to be like, why got to go to a wedding in Jersey City? That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, I think everyone's happy to not go to it. Even Amanda, she's just like she's realized that she doesn't want to have a big party anymore. So that's that. Meanwhile, outside, Luke and Robert are like walking over to the tennis court to play tennis, and they pass by Hannah and Dez, who are sitting on chaise lounges, and Luke is like, "Oh, hey, maybe we'll do a little doubles match, huh? The four of us, huh? How about we do that?" And Hannah's like, "Yeah, maybe one day." And then it's just like awkward and cold. And Luke just sort of shuffles away.
Yeah, and Des whispers to her, "At least you know I'm good at the net. Put me in, I'll kill those motherfuckers. Show me your titties. Show them to me. Yeah, put them on my mouth. Yeah, fucking yeah. You know what? Fuck me on the phone right now, even though I'm right next to you. Yeah, I'll go, yeah."
I just thought it was such a cold moment. Like, why? It was just like a cold dismissal. Like, you can't come on this show for 3 years and talk about how much you love tennis. Then someone asks you to play doubles and you finally have the first time a legitimate chance to play a solid doubles match. And you're like, maybe someday. I'm like,
I can't. I'm just shocked that she didn't end it with, he wants me. See, I told you. Totally wants me.
Maybe that was cut out. By the way, so Luke. Yeah. You said. Yeah.
Luke is like, you know, I'm Hannah's biggest fan. I just want the best for her. I want her autograph, okay? But I'm wondering if Des is just using her because, you know, she's successful and he's a washed-up comedian. Sorry. That was mean. Cold dish. Cold dish incoming.
Oh, yeah. That was a big cold dish. Luke, who has a new haircut for his interviews and looks so cute with a new haircut. I'm a big fan. Also, I love Luke Shade because it just comes out of nowhere. It's just nice and like, oh yeah, you know what? Hannah, maybe later we should go to Minnesota and, you know, my mom can make her famous tuna casserole and you can bring your washed up comedian boyfriend, you know? It's like, whoa, Luke, where'd that come from?
Yeah. So then Carl is talking to Sierra because they're doing food for Derby Day. And they're doing deviled eggs, cupcakes, jalapeno bites. He's like, yeah, I love Derby Day. It's going to be fun, you know, like especially when we've got steak in the game.
Yeah. I kind of get the feeling like this was a tradition at Carl's frat. And then he just like is keeping the spirit of this one, like, you know, this thing that they would do at Syracuse. He's just like, no, I'm keeping it alive at Summer House. We're all going to live my frat youth. Yeah. But, I mean, I know Derby Days are...
The Derby stuff is delivered. Can you help me get it?
The saddest Derby Day arrival of all time.
It's like, Derby Day, Derby Day, Derby Day.
Guys, the Derby stuff is...
So they're all like, there's like a lot of like talk about deviled eggs and we see the deviled eggs and Sierra's making hors d'oeuvres. And then Carl's like, okay, boys, I'm going to start getting ready. Boys, Saturday and derbies are for the boys. I'm going to get ready.
So Danielle and Lindsay are talking and Lindsay's like, okay, now you get to give me advice on dresses for the derby. Okay. how amazing is this hat? Which is, that's basically Danielle's job. I feel so sorry for Danielle. It's like she's just there for Lindsay to be like, how fabulous is this outfit? How amazing is my relationship? And how shitty is my boyfriend when I'm mad at him? And she kind of changes it up this episode.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I was proud of Danielle for kind of changing it up.
Yeah. You know, Lindsay's like, did you have sex with Robert last night? Like, please tell me you haven't become one of those boring couples that just sits and talks about peach rings all night long.
And then it cuts to Robert going, so what about plastic wrap? Does that exist here? And then back to Lindsay and Danielle. And she's like, did you have sex? And she's like, no, like he wanted to wait until he felt like comfortable in the house, you know? And I was like, I mean, I've made out with Lindsay more than I made out with you. So
I feel like it's okay for someone to not necessarily want to have sex on camera. I think that that makes sense to me.
Well, that's true. It's the camera thing. Because I was coming from the place of, no, you, like, if you're with somebody, you haven't had sex, it's like, you want a bone. Yeah, bone. Like, you see them, of course, like especially in a new relationship. They could have gone into the bathroom or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, in my mind, I'd be thinking, my mom could be watching this, you know? Like, my mom would be like, oh, my son is on TV. I'm going to, oh, dear.
You know? Oh, well, that's true.
Jewish, you think about what your mother's thinking of you at all times. That's just sort of part of the deal. I don't know if Robert's Jewish, but he
Christian,
may have Jewish
you think
spirit.
About what your city's thinking of you up in heaven, okay? It's like, because everybody can see us at all times according to, you know, heaven rules. It's like, they're watching you, you know, like they're watching me like blend a shake. They're not watching me bone somebody. I don't want people watching me bone from up there. It's gross because you know that they're just like criticizing you the same way they did when you tried to play soccer. You know, it's like, why are you just sitting there picking the grass? Get up.
Picking the grass. So, Lindsay's like, so I drunkenly got back with Steven last night. And Danielle's like, really? But you were drunk. Does that count? She goes, yeah, because I remember it this morning. And she's like, he really showed up and he surprised me. And that's someone who's willing to put in the effort and the work. Okay. Do you know how hard it is to make a PowerPoint and to source votive candles? That's impressive.
And Danielle says, well, I mean, if that's how you're feeling, then okay. But, you know, just know that it's like a high because he did a romantic thing this weekend. I mean, I hope things have changed, but I still feel the same. And I don't think he's the right guy for you. And Lindsay's just like completely gobsmacked that this girl does not have pom-poms in her hand. She's like,
Yeah, she's like, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't hear you say that and reiterate that I do think he's my person and I think he will continue to put in the effort.
And she's like, okay, we'll see. And Lindsay just sits there like, blink, blink, blink. She's like, how dare you? So then we get different bra
updates.
Different bra theories or whatever. Amanda's in her room going, I'm wearing a bra because I want tits today. And then we cut to Lindsay going, my tits are going to be held together with boob tape and prayers. And that's just how it is.
And everyone's getting dressed and like arriving up in the living room area. And Carl's like, Derby Day! Derby Day! It's Derby Day! Oh man. Hold on. Let me do a yawn and a stretch. Felt good for Derby Day.
Paige comes up in her big pink flowy dress and her big Lisa Vanderpump hat. I just imagine Lisa Vanderpump sitting at home on the couch next to Pandora, just pushing Pandora's face away and going, my daughter, finally she's come to me, my little Paigey. Just like a little mini Vanderpump.
She is. I finally sat and watched like the first 15 minutes of Overserved. And you know, it was as awful as I expected. But also poor Pandora. Like, what is Lisa doing to her daughter? She's like, oh, Joel McHale and Cheryl Hines, meet my daughter Pandora. And Pandora comes out in this like Victorian dress. She's like, hello, I'm Pandora. I'm like, listen. Wear what you want to wear, but like, do we have to dress Pandora like a little old lady now? Like, please give her, like, take her to the Gap or something.
Been Pandora's vibe, yeah.
But it's like Pandora's worse than it ever has. It's like worse than it ever has been. Like, we need Pandora to get a proper makeover.
And Pandora's like, would you like me to make my famous wacky margarita? Like, no, not really. Like, okay, I will. It's like, poor Pandora, get a hobby, girl.
I know, like. It's just like, oh, Pandora, why are you dressed like you're in Sense and Sensibility? So anyway.
So everybody's dressed for the Derby, and Sierra looks all hot, of course, and Luke is in a like little vest, and Carl's dressed as Orville Carlbacher. He was like, that man can make white jeans work with anything.
Anything. And Paige is like, I don't comment on a lot of the house's fashion because I'm a nice person, but I could. Like, Stephen right now. He looks like he owns a gondola in Italy. Like, the blue and white stripes, very nautical. The hat, get it out of here, girl. I added the girl. I felt like it was in the spirit of what she was saying.
Here's another thing. Betty overpaid for that. So, like and subscribe.
Smash I bet that like. I bet that was a set. I bet that was a set. But what I'm wearing, not a set.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
All right, I would like to thank everybody for gathering for Derby Day. I put everyone's horse in here. We're going to pick a horse, and then the winners will take home $400. The last spots race around the house as a horse, and then they have to select their jockey, and then they have to pass by me and say, you've grown. You've grown, Carl. You've grown today.
In the past, the jockey would have to whip you, but then also put whipped cream in your fist. But we've actually decided not to have the whipped cream because I've grown a lot. And so it's just the whip.
Yeah, we have the whip still. And Hannah's like, we should have sex with that whip. You can whip me. Okay, we get it. Jesus, stop. I know, oh my please. God.
So Dez announces I forget if someone asked him or whatever, but it comes out that Dez is leaving tomorrow. And it's a 3-day weekend. So he'll be leaving on Sunday. So everyone, Lindsay's like, oh, Dez, where are you going, Dez? He goes, home. She's like,
and Lindsay goes, home.
It's turning into the Wiz in here. So then Lindsay's like, I feel like Dez has been here for like 3 days and this is the first that I've seen him.
Yeah, she's like, there's 9 other people here and he hasn't tried to get to know anybody. Nice knowing ya. So then Rob is making drinks and he's like, hey, hit that mint. It gets the oils going. And Luke's like, whoa, wow, I'll take one of those.
Luke is just like, so like, he's just like so enchanted by things. Like,
yeah, he really is. He's like, whoa, hitting mint. I'm in.
You know, he's going to be best. He'll be trying to show that trick to people for a while, but kind of messing it up. He's like, okay, so here's what you got to do with the mint. You got to clap for the mint. Clap for the mint. It's like, no, you put the mint in your palms. Oh, God, I always forget about that part.
So then Hannah and Dez are doing like tongue touches and stuff. And then the girls take like a group derby photo. And then Carl and Dez are talking. Carl's like, he's like, so how are you holding up in all this craziness? And he's like, good. You know, I mean, to be honest, I like you very much. And he gives him like a fatherly pat on the shoulder.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, Hannah said you were a really nice guy. And Carl goes, yeah, well, thank you. I've grown a lot this past year. Who says that if someone says, well, yeah, I've grown a lot this past year and I haven't been drinking that much this summer, but I have a whole host of issues. And, you know, I got a lot of perspective from COVID and, I feel a lot of emotional things. I have a lot of depth to me right now. And again, just to reiterate, I've grown, I make my bed and I stretch in the morning. And Dez is like, yeah, that's why I connected with Hannah. You know, you step away from everything and then you have a new set of things that you want. Like titties in your face. Am I right, everyone? Hey, get over here, Hannah.
So outside, the girls are gathered, and Hannah's like, guys, I have news. I am in a relationship. And Amanda's like, oh, call me in a year when you hate your life.
I think it was Paige who said that. Paige said, call me in 1 year when you hate your life.
Oh. I have Amanda.
I mean, it works in
it
both
works
ways.
For, it actually works for both.
Yeah.
So then... they're talking to Dez. Dez comes out. And so they're talking about rings. And Amanda's like, this is my ring, but this is too big for Hannah because, like, she still wants to be able to play tennis.
And then Dez is, like, saying how they talked to them for a while about rings, but he wasn't freaked out about it at all. And they've had insane conversations about the future. And we had a whole conversation about engagement rings. And Amanda's like... this doesn't seem normal, you know. So then Carl's like, oh, guys, the horsies are running. The horsies are running. Oh, Saturday's for the bros. Oh.
So they all go in and Sierra's horse wins. So everybody's screaming. She's like, give me my fucking money, bitches. Mm-hmm. And then Carl announces the losers. And last place is Amanda.
Yeah. He's like, Amanda. Oh, yeah. Of course, Amanda's horse is like, Kyle, nay, wait for me, guys, nay. It just says
and
nay.
Second to last place is Hub House. Okay, another big shock there. Amazing how the horses actually correspond to the people who voted on them.
Well, because you know that the Hub House horse was like, nay, I'm not leaving these gates until I get a sign that you really want me to leave the gates.
So Lindsay's like, I knew it, Paige is my jockey. And Paige goes, I will accept that, Rose. And Amanda's like, actually, I was in last place, so I get the first choice, and I choose Paige.
Hub House, who do you choose as your jockey? Oh, I've grown a lot, by the way, so you might not want to use me.
And she's like, oh, yeah. So they all change.
Lindsay is so mad, by the way, that Amanda has stolen her jockey. Like this is something very real. This is where Lindsay starts to go downhill. She's like, I'm going to kill that bitch.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know why she's being competitive because I don't think there's any stakes around this. They're just going to run around the house, right? There's nothing like the loser has to like.
Yeah, you know. They just want to show off the funny horse costumes that they got off Amazon. That's like literally the whole point of this.
So so now they're like they start to change into costumes and everything into the horse costume. Then of course Hannah and Dez go back into the corner to kiss some more, and he's like, hey, are you worried that we're being too affectionate and it's gonna make people uncomfortable? And she's like, no, good, thank you for making me comfortable PDAs, which I don't even know what that means, comfortable PDAs, but yeah. I was just like, so, I was like, please don't be this couple, please. It's it is actually annoying.
They're that couple. So Luke is watching them kind of with his eyes popping, and he's eating really slowly. And he tells us, Des and Hannah, wow, super weird that they're not interacting with other people, you know. Like, I guess I wouldn't expect anything else. So, like, Des, I mean, I understand you're old, and it's hard to get out of the chair and do things, but oh, oh whoa, sorry.
Oh, you just got looked. You just got looked. Oh, I'm sorry, Des. I think you're actually a pretty cool guy. Look, you just got looked again, but with an apology, okay?
Coming up on Summer House, he's been coming inside me.
I know. Lindsay's always good for a soundbite like that. Girl, finger banged me the other night. Oh.
Yeah.
So now it's time for the horses. So they're going to... The horses, they're out in the driveway. I was like, okay, here's the deal. You have to run around. You have to gallop 3 laps around this. Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. So they start running around, and Carl's like, you got to gallop. They're like really interested in the accuracy of the gait.
And Amanda can't gallop right, and Lindsay's getting mad. She's like, that's not galloping right. And so Amanda just starts running and, of course, wins. Right. And so... Everybody seems fine, but then Lindsay goes to her room with Steven, and she's like, Amanda cheated. She said she was galloping, but she ran. I galloped the whole time.
I just love the idea of Lindsay galloping. Like, but also, like, what was, like, how can you cheat if there was nothing on the line, right? Or is it just, like, the spirit of it, like the...
I mean, she did cheat, but like, who cares? Lindsay's so competitive. So then Amanda is telling Paige and Kyle, she's like, I couldn't gallop right, Kyle. And Paige goes, who cares? We're your biggest fans.
Well, I thought, but earlier, didn't Amanda say, all I do is gallop? And Paige goes, great galloper. Just, Paige is just giving her, like, making her feel better about whatever. So, Lindsay's still mad. She's like, I don't like cheaters at all. So I was really hoping that this was going to bubble over into like one of the pettiest fights we'd ever seen about the galloping in the horses. But unfortunately, it doesn't. So instead, we go back to Hannah and Des making out again. And then Hannah's like, hey, Sierra, you want to hang out downstairs? Des ordered pizza for us. So I actually got annoyed by this because they got private pizza. And everything is like, they're allowed to make out, they're allowed to enjoy their company, and they're allowed to order pizza. But it is kind of like that annoying antisocial behavior that couples, there's always going to be that couple that does something like that. And it's annoying. I don't know why it's annoying, but it's just very annoying.
I mean, I don't care, but yeah, I mean, I see what everybody's saying.
You don't care about private pizza? I get mad if someone got private pizza and I'm not invited to the private pizza, even as someone who's watching. I'm like, why was I, as a viewer, not offered pizza as well?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just finding that couple so annoying that it's nice. It's like when people decide to self-quarantine, you know, it's like, hey guys, I might have something, so I'm just going to stay at home for 2 weeks. And you're like, wow, that was polite. Yeah. You know, it's like Hannah saying, like, I've come down with the Des and I'll be keeping him away from all of you, you know? And I'm like, you know, that's very polite. Thank you.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think there's something that I obviously get triggered about with couples who behave like that, who just like, I guess I get triggered because then what always happens is what happens later in the episode, which is like, you know, they get like, the people who like are being antisocial then get mad at everyone else for being annoyed at them for being antisocial. And it does raise questions of like, why should anyone get annoyed? If they're being antisocial, it's truly their loss, really, in a way. So why should anyone really care? And I don't have a good answer for that. All I know is that I get annoyed in real life situations when there's a couple that does that. I think maybe it's because I probably just...
Because they're on a show. It matters because they're on a show and they're all supposed to be hanging out together and stuff. And it's like they have to share their relationships and everything. And then Hannah wants to keep it private. And it's like she doesn't even care what her friends think, or like he doesn't care what her friends think. Like... It just makes it seem like she's not even their friend. But I think the reason she's doing it is because she's talked such massive shit that she doesn't. Because, you know, Des has been like, oh, yeah, wait till I'm there. I'll tell him something. Yeah, I'll say something if he's like that. You know, so she's like trying to keep him kind of cordoned off from everybody.
Yeah, I can't tell Hannah. Yeah, I can't tell how much of it is that at play, which I think there is actually a lot of truth to what you just said, and how much is Des sort of being the one who's sort of like quarantining her away, right? Like, I feel like we see this a lot with guys when they when guys come on strong with like oh yeah, I'm in love with you, and they like something like pop in the question really quick, they do seem to also like to sort of like isolate someone away from their friends. So I don't know enough about Dez to like really say that that's what he's doing, but like it's on my radar. It's definitely on my radar.
This
analysis is brought to you by the Who Cares Foundation.
So then we go to the kitchen when Robert's someone you like, because someone's like, "Hey, Robert, we're really glad you're here." And he goes, "Yeah, I did the dishes and unclogged the drain." And they're like, "Yeah, we heard about that."
Yeah, and he also turned on the stove. They're like, "Oh, did you hear that Robert turned on the stove?" I was like, "Wait, you guys still have not used your stovetop after it was even fixed?" They're like, "We don't know how to turn it on."
So then it's night, and Hannah and Dez are boning, and she's like, oh,
don't forget the spot. It's so fucking good. Oh, yeah.
And then Steven is with Lindsay, and he's like, "I want to marry you and have babies, and then we can make high chairs out of stacks of books for them, and then we can all sit on them."
And she's like,
like she laughs way too hard. Like she totally got what she wanted, and she's like, "Baby,
you don't know my ring size." I'm like, Jesus Christ, Lindsay.
So now it's
we get all these hot couples, right? It's like Stephen and Lindsay fucking and talking about having babies, and Hannah saying, "Hit my G spot." And then we cut to Robert and Danielle, and Robert's snoring, and Danielle's like, "Just goes to bed."
Yeah. So now it's the morning, and Carl's doing push-ups. And Kyle's doing curls. And then Dez has ordered private food for him and Hannah again. So, which,
that is kind of weird.
It's like, because he ordered the pizza and he ordered the private. I feel like actually Dez is driving a little bit of the antisocial activity. I think that she's doing it as well, but I don't think that Dez is. I think Dez is an active member of the antisocial aspect of this. So they have like private breakfast, and then Paige FaceTimes Perry, the source of lots of controversy in the Crappens universe, and she FaceTimes him, and he's like, "Who doesn't care about me? You don't care about me."
Like, shut up. Like, she hates him. And he's like, "Hey, bro, look, like, we're so about to move. Like, did you check out that deck, bro? Do you even deck?" And she's like, "Yes, I saw it, Perry." And he's like, "Wow, yeah, we're going to have views of the sunset. We're going to be able to see the beach." And she's like,
she's like, "Okay." She's like,
she's so over him.
She is. She does not want to go to Miami. And she's like, "Perry wants to whisk me away to Miami for 6 months. And like, you couldn't come out to dinner for one dinner in the Hamptons, but you want me to spend 6 months with you in Miami? I'm not." And this is like when a couple are like, "We don't love each other anymore, so let's have a baby. Is Miami our baby? Because I don't think it's going to fix it."
So then we go to Lindsay and Luke talking. She comes to talk in his room, and he's like, "Well, I'm starting to pack up my stuff because, you know, it's been a crazy long summer." She's like, "Well, yeah, like last night I was in like a fun, drunk Lindsay mode." He's like, "Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'll go with that. That was fun." "Yeah, and me and Steven, we got back together, and he's been coming inside of me."
He's like, Luke's like,
Okay,
really, really. Remember last week when he went, "Really? Oh, really? Yeah, he's like, he used to be terrified of getting pregnant, of me getting pregnant. And like, he's like, I want to get engaged. I want to have babies." And I was like, "Is this your timeline? Like, are you just going to come inside of me over and over again? Just like, come inside my vagina. Like, come inside my vagina." Okay. I got the picture, Lindsay.
He's like, "Well, you know, last week you dumped him on the beach. Sunset, you know, so I guess I'm just wondering, how do we go to this extreme?" And she's like, "There is something different this time, and it's called candles and batteries."
"Candles and batteries and come inside me. Please stop saying that."
He goes, "Listen, you know what? I'm a huge, 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 huge. God, sign my boobies. That's how big of a fan I am of Stravi. But, you know, when I listen to you talk about it, it brings back memories of my prior relationship. I'm like, okay, Real Housewives, this is not about you and your private relationship. But he's like, you know, because I was like, oh, we're back together. So now I love you to the point that it's like not healthy or sustainable. Okay. And I think you guys should see how the next few months go. That's what I think.
She's like, do you have a ring measure? Can I measure my ring? My ring finger? Clearly she didn't listen to anything he just said.
Yeah. Also, he must be completely in love with her because he's doing the same thing he did to Hannah, where he's like, pump the brakes. Maybe you should just pump the brakes a little. So but he must be completely obsessed with Lindsay.
Oh, must be. But the thing is this, Luke is not really wrong in either situation, if you ask me. Like, you know, like Lindsay just had this huge blowout with Steven and was like saying it is over and over and over. And now all of a sudden she's like, yeah, now we're back together. We're going to have a baby. It is kind of like, whoa, maybe you should like slow down and make sure this is going to stick. And even with Hannah, it's like she met this guy, Dez, who she really, really likes. But it wasn't that long ago that she was literally in tears over Luke. So maybe, you know, it is like maybe you should see what your emotions are, you know, like understand. So Luke is not necessarily wrong here, which is crazy.
Right. And Lindsay's like, do you have your measurement thing? And he's like, so, you know, that whole pump the brakes and grab it like now. Could you get it like right now?
I need you to pump the brakes in this conversation and bring me my wedding ring. Thank you.
She doesn't listen at all. So he measures it and he's like, wow, you know what? It's like probably every girl has ever said to to Dez in his lifetime, you're a five, okay? Go ahead and write that down.
Luke, why are you clapping your hands? Oh, I was trying to make them minty. Oh, but you have to have mint in order to do that. Oh, shoot, I messed it up again.
God, I was trying to get the mint oil going. So they're packing up the car because they're going to go to the beach. And Hannah and Dez, of course, are taking their own car, okay? Because Dez is going to be leaving from there. And Paige is saying in her car, she's like, I haven't seen Hannah for like 3 days.
Yeah, and everyone's basically saying that they just wish that they would hang out with the group. Because I think, they just want to, you know, it actually shows on some level that they actually really like Hannah, I think, and they want to get to know this guy, right? I think that people, like, if you don't like someone, you don't care if they're not hanging out with the group, right? So they're kind of feeling, I think, rejected right now. And Luke says that he's getting kind of a bad vibe from Dez. And Kyle's like, well, you know, it's a lot to be hanging around. If you're not drinking, it's a lot to be around. And Carl goes, yeah, well, as someone who is moderating his drinking a lot more and growing a lot more, I think it's less about the drinking. And I think it's just like more about his age. Like, it's just not his speed, what we're doing. Now, no. I'm saying no to that. Don't tell me this. First of all, he's like only 5 years older than Kyle, right? 5 to 6 years older than Kyle. So it's not an age thing. He's also dating someone who's like 25. So I'm not going to give him credibility and say like, oh, he's uncomfortable with the age. Like it's a different age. It's like, well, he's dating a 25-year-old. Age is not an issue for him. He just doesn't like, they're just being isolationists.
Yeah. So then we go to Good Time in the Sunshine, football and suntan lotion. And of course, Hannah and Dez are off alone, and Kyle and Carl are playing some game with balls. And Kyle's like, I cannot think of balls in any other way than as like those dangling things that were hanging down our legs last time. Balls.
I believe the game is called Ladder Ball, and I know this because for the last, like the final 10 minutes of the episode, all we hear is, you want to play some ladder ball? Dude, let's play some ladder ball. We go, hey, we're going to play some ladder ball? Hey, who wants to play some ladder ball? Ladder ball, ladder ball, ladder ball.
So Paige and Sierra and Amanda are talking. Wow.
Amanda, who sort of does speak a little bit like Lindsay.
Yeah. So Paige is like, you know, like I'm not mad at Hannah because like I just know how she is with guys. Like, remember last year she was obsessed with Luke and like ignored me. So if Luke came in this summer and said, I want to date you, she wouldn't have even met Dez. Like, she wouldn't have talked about Dez at all, you know? Yeah. And then she says that Luke is really jealous, but, like, I don't really think he is jealous.
I don't think Luke is jealous either. Now, look, I've actually defended Hannah's timeline. I've been one of the few people to do that. I've defended it. But I agree that I don't think that Luke is jealous. And, I mean, what Paige is saying is not wrong.
It's not wrong. I mean, I'm not saying that like Hannah is like exonerated by anything, but I'm just, my whole thing has always just been like, people give Hannah so much shit for it, but like Luke kind of did the same thing, right? So it should just sort of be like equal levels of shit, but there is still like, you know, questionable behavior. And basically a long way of me saying, yeah, I don't think that Luke is jealous at all of Dez. I don't think so.
So Lindsay runs over to Hannah and Dez, and she's like, oh my, did I hear correctly? You're all Dez. Oh, are you coming inside of her? Are you?
Are you going to be coming inside of her tomorrow? So Lindsay gives them high fives, and she's like, well, guess what? I'm official with Stephen now. Yes, even though you thought I was asking about you guys, it was actually all about me.
Yeah. And Hannah's like, yeah, well, you've had ups and downs, and you know, you don't need to fuck around with the wrong person. If you see potential now, then game on.
Show me your titties.
No, stop it. Lindsay's here.
Okay, so Dez says bye because it's time for him to leave. And Luke's like, oh no, you're not leaving now, are you, Dez? Like, yeah, I gotta.
Oh, is it they need you back in the old folks' home by 7 o'clock, isn't it? Is that what it is? Is that what's happening, huh? Huh? That was a joke, everyone.
Is the magic pool water about to wear off or what? So Carl's like, we're gonna miss you, man. And he's like, oh yeah, back to FaceTime. Carl goes, yeah, because we're a family.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dez is like, okay, well, I hope I'm invited to your wedding.
And then it's like awkward. It's like, bum, 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 a commercial. And then Kyle's like, which is, by the way, also kind of like a weird passive aggression that I did not like.
Yeah.
It's like, you're either stand up for your girlfriend or don't, but don't be like passive aggressive to someone you sort of don't know and you don't know the whole situation. Right. So, but Kyle is like, he demurs it pretty well. And he's like, we're a family. It's like, well, I hope I'm invited to your wedding. And Kyle's like, well, we'll see how Hannah goes, you know, how Hannah's week goes. Ah. And so then Hannah's like, well, officially invite me back. So Kyle does. And then Dez is like, well, you know what? If you need a bishop to officiate, let me know.
You're a bishop?
Yeah, I'm a bishop. It's my last name. And we're like,
And Kyle still doesn't get it. He's like, So he's gone and Luke's kind of pissy and one last gross make out and he's out of here. So they're playing cornhole and Lindsay's like, oh my god, he came in my cornhole. Anybody? Anybody?
How do you play this game? Does Stravi have to come into that hole right there?
So they're splitting on teams and she goes, oh my god, Stravi, we're together in more ways than one.
God, you are so sad. Just stop.
So then Danielle is talking to Stravi about Danielle's talking to Stravi and telling him that she still has reservations about them, but that she's happy that Lindsay is happy, and he's just like blink blink blink, like thanks. Neither of them just want to hear her very
he's
real
like
advice.
thanks. So she's like, Robert, you are going down just like Stephen went down on me. And I was like, right, Stephen?
Everyone's like, Lindsay, please stop oversharing. So Kyle and Amanda are sitting to the side and they're like, we still haven't addressed the significance of this weekend. And we get a flashback to their engagement. I'm like, we did address this like last week or 2 weeks ago. Like you gave her flowers at, you know, Hampton Social. It has been addressed and like we don't have to keep coming back to this. Please spare us.
Yeah, he has no regrets, blah blah blah. And he's like, you know, if we just got like married right now, I'd be happy. He's like, yeah, let's just get like married right now.
No one cares. Truly no one cares about their wedding anymore.
It's like the anniversary of the anniversary, the anniversary of the first time she came to the house, the anniversary of the engagement, the anniversary of the anniversary of the engagement, the anniversary of the first time you made guacamole when you were engaged. Like, enough.
Do you have an anniversary of the first time he came inside of you?
I knew. Day one. Happy one day anniversary, Steven.
So now Luke is like, hey, Hannah, can I pull you for a chat? This will probably go well. So maybe you should put some sunblock on your butt before, you know, on your back. I don't want you to get sunburned before you get Luke burned. You know what I'm saying? Hot dish.
Yeah, he still always does that weird flirt thing that I don't like. Like, he does still kind of say shit that's like, oh, you need sunblock on your butt and your back. Or like, oh, you know, he acts jealous when Dez is around. You know, there is something still fishy.
And he like wipes sand off of her face. Like, it's very much like.
Yes.
Like, he is like, flirty. Oh,
look at you, kiddo. Still got some sand in your face.
Just a male model wiping the sand off.
He still needs to be loved by everybody around him.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, just wanted to check. They haven't seen you in, like, forever, Private Pizza. Okay. Listen, you know, you didn't get a lot of sleep. Oh, God. Let me wipe some more stuff off your face. Okay. Do you want me to put some suntan lotion inside your butt crack as a friend?
You know, you really missed a good time on the boat the other day. She's like, yeah, I know, but I just felt like this was going to be the only time that Des and I would be alone and be able to, you know, have sex on Ka and Amanda's sink. So it was pretty important to us. And he's like, okay. And so she's like, so do you like him? Now, by the way, don't ask questions you don't want to hear an answer to. Like, never ask someone if you like them, because you never know what you're going to hear back, right? And so he goes,
but also just say yes.
Look, and that too.
What the fuck? Agreed. Say, like, yeah. I mean, it's like a new boyfriend. Who knows? Just be like, yeah, he seems real nice.
Yeah, I agree. Both, like, she shouldn't have asked the question, but he also could have just, like, it's not worth it to just be your honest self on something, you know, like this. So he's like, well, I think he's honestly, like, I don't think he's the type of person that'd be like, hey, dude, let's go grab a beer and have a hot dish, you know, and, like, smack some mint together. You know what I mean?
But that's weird. That's my truth. And she goes, so you didn't like him. Well, he's not my cup of tea, you know. But then again, tea's not really my cup of tea either. Okay? Don't really like tea. But when you go into a house, you should go above and beyond to impress the friends, you know. And it made me feel like maybe he didn't care. You know, I get that he wants to spend time with you. And she's like, before Luke even met Des, he was saying that we were moving too fast. Okay? And now, like, he isn't cool enough for the guys. Like, that's bullshit.
But that's goes, not well, what Luke yeah, said, like, though, by the way. Luke didn't say he wasn't cool enough for the guys. Luke said it was about, like, he didn't meet all the friends. But Hannah is hearing it as Des was supposed to hang out with the bros, which is actually not what Luke said.
Right. Luke is saying your boyfriend doesn't care enough about you to try and impress your friends. He's not saying he cares about hanging out with your boyfriend. He's saying, like, this guy obviously isn't really that into you because he's not even pretending to care what your friends think. And he should if he really liked you.
Which I think is actually, maybe that's what I was trying, maybe that's what was sort of like pinging up for me if, you know, when I was trying to say what was sort of annoying to me. I think actually, oddly enough, Luke may have kind of, you know, hit that point.
Yeah, I thought. And he's like, well, I want what's the best for you. You know, let's talk in a few months and let's see if I still feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. It's like, oh, waiting for Luke's approval.
Yeah, and Hannah's basically like, well, maybe Des just didn't want to hang out with a guy that she has history with, you know, like, which is also kind of fair, too. But it wasn't like he was just avoiding Luke. He was avoiding pretty much everyone, it seemed like.
Yeah. So they go back home and Kyle's like, let's put on some chill house vibes and play some. What do you call it?
Ladderball. Did you notice that the music when they had it home was the Beverly Hills music, but they added a rap remix to it because the rap music, it was like the doo. Dude, it was like the Lisa Vanderpump walking through Beverly Hills music, but they had a rap remix where a guy goes, cause you want to be young. I was like, don't do this to our Beverly Hills music. It's bad enough it's getting played on this show in the first place.
Let's send it. And Sierra goes, where are we going to send it to? He's like, Mars. She's like, all right, I'll send it with
okay,
you.
Okay, weirdo. So, and then Amanda's outside and she burps. She has like this little, and then Stravi just starts walking into it. And I was like, and she's like, no, don't walk here. Don't walk here. And I was like, of course Stravi would walk into a burp cloud and not even realize. Cause it's not like he was standing right there. He heard the entire burp and he just like still walked right into it. Classic Stravi.
Yeah, so Des calls Hannah and he's like, God, I miss you. I miss you so much every minute. I got a pain in my stomach. Show me your titties. And then Lindsay's outside playing ball and, of course, crashes right into a tree.
That tree just came inside me.
Finally, that tree is making an effort.
So now all the girls are hanging out on the chaises and and Luke is chopping wood because it's Luke. And Hannah comes and joins the girls. And then this has nothing to do with anything, but I just thought it was funny that Carl goes like, Luke, join us, Luke. So Hannah's like, she's telling the girls, she's like, so guess what? I spoke with Luke at the beach and Luke did not love Des. He goes, I didn't really like him. Which actually he didn't say that. He just said he's not my cup of tea. He was actually, I kind of felt like Hannah was presenting it like Luke pulled her to the side and was like, I don't like him. And he was just trying to politely be like, I don't like him.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, I don't like him. And the girls who totally agree, Paige is like, well, what didn't he like? And Hannah's like, well, like he didn't like that he didn't make friends with the guys. And then it just cuts to Kyle peeing. And he's like, I'm going to pee everywhere I can pee. I'm like a dog. I'm like a dog.
And so this is why I pointed out the thing that, by the way, I like that Kyle peeing somewhere has become so normal that it doesn't even faze me. I'm like, yeah, anyway. So, but this is why I got a little annoyed that Hannah was saying before, like, oh, Luke's mad that he didn't hang out with the boys. Because now she's telling the girls, like, oh, yeah, Luke was mad that he has to hang out with the boys. Like, why should he have to hang out with the boys? You know, I'm like, but it wasn't about the boys. It's about the whole house. And then she says this. She goes, I mean, you realize it's weird. Like, you're my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, okay. That's not been established.
That's a no.
That's like a no.
It has been clearly said no multiple times. It's that week on Bravo, you know, when storylines collide, because this is like Below Deck Sailing Yacht a little bit. I mean, yes. She did have more with Luke than that girl did on Below Deck Sailing Yacht. So I'm not taking that away from her. But no, like it was pretty clear. No, you were not boyfriend girlfriend.
I mean, Sydney actually had sex with Gary at the very least. But like, no, they have a history for sure. Hannah and Luke have a history, but like not ex-boyfriend.
Right. So Amanda's like, well, Luke and I don't agree on a lot of things, but... The great Bravo symbol. So she's like, but you didn't hang out with anyone. She goes, but he was like here with me. And Danielle's like, yeah, but like we didn't even have the opportunity to speak with him. I mean, like, look, everybody was there when my boyfriend asked if plastic wrap was the thing here, you know, and now they like really know him better. So
like, I'm sorry, did your boyfriend turn on the stove? Because I know what my boyfriend did. Turn on the stove.
So Hannah starts getting mad. She's like, you guys, I've seen you for like 5 weeks, and like this is my man we're talking about.
And I want to hang out with him. I'm like, it's like there's literally gonna be like one more day of shooting. Like the season's over next week. I think she was like she really thought she was gonna like everyone's gonna co-sign her on this, and she's like shocked that everyone is like not with her on it. So Sierra's like, she's like, I understand. I know, you know, I would get wanting to have that alone time. And it seems like Sierra's about to say, but she doesn't. So then
Sierra's basically got good girl code. Well, I think Sierra lives by the code. She's really good with her girl code, I think.
Well, but Sierra was also brought into them. Like when they had private pizza, they invited Sierra along. So Sierra was like, you know, Sierra's not as annoyed by the situation.
She got the pizza.
She got private pizza. She got private pizza, so of course she'd be like, yeah.
So ridiculous.
But you know, it's a thing. Everyone knows, everyone's been around that couple that gets the private pizza.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just funny. But she got the private pizza. So then we hear Amanda say something no one ever thought they would hear Amanda say. She goes,
but like it's important you acknowledge how Luke felt that way, because like maybe he felt that way for a reason.
And they're like, what? Amanda is on Luke's side? Yeah. And Danielle's like, yeah, Robert, like he made a point to integrate, you know, like I didn't see that with Dez. And she goes, well, maybe Robert is just more friendly. And like, I guess Dez is just a huge asshole. Maybe that's it. And they're like, oh, wait. God, calm down.
Everyone's like, calm down. And thank you for saying the truth. I mean, it does bring up a question. Like, is Dez obligated to integrate with everyone? He actually is not. But I am of Luke's camp, which is that I feel like by making an effort to get to know the friends, it shows that you care about the person you're with, their world, and the people around them. You know, maybe people may have different perspectives on it, but like for me and how I operate, that's how I vibe.
Yeah, so then Amanda gets defensive, and she goes, well, I'm sorry that our feelings are stupid. And she's like, oh, man, if you think about it. And then they start talking over each other. Yes. And Hannah's like, can I talk? Sit down, Amanda. She goes, I'm just trying to get comfortable, okay? And she's like, listen, I want to be on the same page. Like, I'm annoyed now, okay? Because he likes the girls. It's just like the guys. I mean, I told him everything Kyle said to me, and he's not happy about it.
Oh, so you mean Kyle, a huge asshole? God!
Well, and Amanda should be annoyed by that because it was settled. So if Hannah didn't mention that part to Dez, then that's sort of not cool, too. You're kind of setting up Kyle, right? So Hannah's like, if you're going to come at my boyfriend for not hanging with the guys enough, I'm like, that is not the point. It's not about hanging out with the guys. So Amanda's like, I'm not coming at your boyfriend. I'm coming at you for not bringing him around us more.
But there was a reason, and I'm explaining that that's the reason. And Paige is like, don't get defensive, okay? And Hannah's like, I just wish my friends would get it more because it's always something and I'm over it. And she just gets up and walks away.
Yeah, it's not a good sign if everyone in the house is like, why isn't he hanging out more? it's so, I don't know. But next week is the season finale where this is all going to shake out and there's going to be some drama, some maid of honor drama with Amanda and Hannah. So that should be really fun. I love this show. I love how it gets me so riled up, as it does apparently the entire audience, because everyone's riled up about this show. But it makes me feel things, and that makes me happy.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here with us for Summer House. Go get your Crappens Live tickets for May 6th at watchwhatcrappens.com. And join us for Peloton Waffleton Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, okay, on Instagram Live. And follow the hashtag WatchWhatCrappens on your Peloton. And what ride has it been that they're looking for?
It's a 90s pop ride with Emma Lovewell. I think the pop ride actually was it aired initially earlier this week. So it's probably the most recent one by her. And just look for John Cicada and we're going to have fun. We're going to be Pelotoning and waffling. It's going to be great. It's been so much fun, guys. I've grown a lot.
Grown. Yeah, I've grown. Okay, bye, everybody. Love you.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
It was a crisp, cool morning. The sun was slowly creeping over the horizon, and there were moon pigs, thousands of moon pigs. This little moon pig was off to surprise Deborah. This little moon pig was made in seconds, filled with love. Aww. And this mischievous little moon pig made Dad go ha 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 all day long. For when it comes to birthdays, it must be a
moonpig.com.
Download the app now.